It's The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Here's a techno groovy. Good morning, Rutherford County, and it is a great morning. We're over at the Salvation Army, and we're watching all the kids with their bright faces. They're just tickled to death with all the great toys that they've got, from bicycles on down. And it's my understanding that there's probably been 200 or 300 kids already claimed their bicycles, and they're still coming in. And I have Mr. John Blankenship on, one of our great entertainers, and he entertains sometimes in the courtroom, as we all know. And we have Mr. Avant Lane with him, who is one of the great celloists of all times, and we're always glad to have him in here. Brian Barrett is also with us. He's not only our engineer today, but I think he'll probably take part in some of the conversation that we've got.
I thought you were going to say I'm the only reason why you got out of your comfort zone and came out here to do a remote today with these
you
guys.
You are exactly right. Just with you guys. That's the only reason.
Actually, you're the only reason I came.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, through the nice Beatty family, had a little breakfast this morning. Actually, it was a large breakfast. And left some of the finest people that we've got in this community, and really had a good time. It's nothing like the Christmas time to bring out the good spirits in, on everybody. Although this time of year, everybody's having some type of allergy problem, it seems like. So we want to let you know that Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat is our sponsor. And everybody knows that a large number of people in this nation now are having hearing problems and all types of ear, nose, and throat type things. And Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost two decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family. I believe we have a victim right in front of me right now. So you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home and diagnose and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat, and that's today at 848-9265, 848-9265. Well, good morning, guys. We're going to have a great show this morning.
Morning, Thurman.
Thanks for having us again. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Actually, I had eggs and bacon and biscuits. And
you didn't call us.
I should have called you, but you know, I wasn't footing the bill this morning.
That's the best time to call us.
I wish I hadn't asked. I hadn't had breakfast yet. Now my mouth's watering.
You're not going to believe this, but there were a number of people running for office over there this morning. Well, I was totally shocked.
That's a strange coincidence. Yeah. Several at the same time
in
a public event like that?
No wars. It was just really nice and calm and peaceful. I guess Christmas time can those things happen.
That's it.
You know, John, I had so many comments, all positive, on my opening song that you created.
Oh, great.
And it was just absolutely wonderful. Now, why did you bring Avent here? Because are we going to do some classical music this morning?
Yeah. He brought his bow. Am I supposed to cut this on here?
Yeah. Because you're real echoey right now.
I think you'll sound better with that, John. So
we're in a different venue.
It's a fashion
sounds
statement.
Good. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, that sounds better. Sorry. I got the headset on now.
You know, I had such good time over at Middle Tennessee Christian School this morning. I was running late, and I got here. There are no parking spots around this place at all.
Absolutely.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
The Salvation Army has got so many kids over here that they're really making their Christmas special.
And those eyes are shining.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't help but, as I was watching all these little kids going up and down the hall, and their eyes big as saucers, and they see all these bicycles lined up. I couldn't help but think back when my kids were that age. And
oh gosh!
Yeah. I bet you were a towhead, weren't you, Avent? You a little blonde-headed little boy or not?
No, I was.
They were all dark-headed.
They were. Okay.
No, when I was little, I was red-headed. I don't know what happened, but it,
I don't remember you being redheaded.
No, I said little. He said, "Ask me when I was little."
Buster wasn't redheaded.
No,
Linda wasn't redheaded.
But he had the personality.
Well, anyway, I saw a couple of those little blonde-headed little boys that looked just like my sons, Ben and Joe, when they were little towheads, blonde hair, when they were little bitty, and just like they come down on Christmas morning and see the tree and the that's what the same look all these little children have over here at the Salvation Army as they walk in here and see these bicycles and toys and
400.
These bicycles are beautiful.
Are they? These are nice, beautiful bicycles. They're just row after row after row of them. It's so nice with the Salvation Army and all the communities down
here.
Just want to let folks know that almost 500 kids and 212 families or so are being helped by the generosity of the community today here at the Salvation Army. The families are getting gift cards for Christmas dinner, and these gifts are going a long way. And there was one story that I wanted to share, and I don't know the name, and it's not important. But one person came in with 30 bikes and helmets one day here. And it didn't even have a name off the angel tree, just donated 30 bikes. So every kid ride a bike will get one here today.
That's incredible.
That's when the heart really does open up, Brian, because people come in here, they donate their time, they donate their money. They do not want any recognition whatsoever.
Right.
And the only recognition they want is the smiles of these kids around here and doing something. That's incredible.
Well, we're going to try to capture a few pictures so those folks who did donate can see those smiles if they can't be here, and put them on our website. That's the that's what we want to capture, is that spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
So,
I'm so glad we're doing that over here, because this is something that we rarely get to experience.
And they get to see John Blankenship and Avent Lane live.
And get to hear them, which is even better.
You know what else is amazing, which kind of goes unnoticed when you see this? Have you noticed how organized the Salvation Army is this morning and bringing these people through?
Yes.
They have got this down to just a wonderful system and organized just to the
You need to take note of
detail.
That, John.
And I do, since I'm the most organized, disorganized person I know. But it's incredible what they do here and how they do it.
They get so much out of life by giving.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
It is.
And it's not just during Christmas time. These people, 365 days a year, out there doing something for people who are kind of down and out on their luck, and they just need a helping hand. And they've got those hands sticking out ready to bring them right on in.
Mind you of the poet, no one is an island, no one goes this way alone. What you put into the lives of others comes back into your own.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That sounds like kind of like a...
Waxing philosophical.
I'm
waxing again.
Wax on.
he could stand, you know, anywhere, get on a soapbox, John can. He can either play or he can emote.
I've tried to convince him to run for some political office, something.
Don't taint him. Don't taint him right now.
He looked at me and... You give me that look, you know, it's like,
That's not even true. The only thing you've asked me to run for is the county line. That's the only thing you ever
and that's
asked
too
me to
far.
Run for.
That's
that,
way too far from here. All right. Now, I know that you guys probably have some songs that are relevant to the time.
Absolutely do. Today is going to be Christmas song day. But, you know, the very first one, I don't think could be more apropos. You know my hero, Marty Robbins, had a Christmas album or two, and had one song on there of his, and it's just perfect song for today. And I think you're talking about, as you listen to the lyrics of this, think about what you just said about the Salvation Army and what they do, and how they inspire what this song is asking us all to be thinking about. It's called Christmas Is for Kids.
Oh, yeah.
So, you want to try it a bit? Kiddy. May the children of the world, every boy and every girl, have a bigger and better Christmas day. May they all have a part in somebody's heart, 'cause Christmas is for kids,
anyway. Christmas is for kids anyway. You hear this expression every day. May the ones far and near have a plenty this year, 'cause Christmas is for kids anyway. May we all look around for a child who's been let down and love him as we would be loved. And regardless of his need, may somebody take heed, 'cause Christmas is for kids anyway. Oh, Christmas is for kids anyway. You hear this expression every day. May the ones far and near have a plenty this year, 'cause Christmas is for kids anyway. Yes, Christmas is for kids anyway.
Great song. Great song.
Isn't that perfect for today?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's almost like Marty Robbins learned from you. Because I think you are the original Marty Robbins.
Well, you know what's interesting? If there's a relatively new biography out about Marty Robbins, the title of the book is 20th Century Drifter. Now, the reason that title, I think, was chosen by the author. One, it's a song he wrote, because, you know, Marty was a race car driver. Mm-hmm. And actually, from the Nashville Speedway, actually got up and raced in NASCAR.
Was a good driver.
And he wrote a song about racing called 20th Century Drifter, and it's all about racing. But it really ties into his life. As a child, he grew up in the Arizona desert, out in Glendale, Arizona, and literally lived in shacks. His dad was just not much of a provider at all. Would literally get plywood and scrap materials and build them a shack in the desert and move around in this itinerant fashion. That's how he grew up. Just literally hand to mouth, living out in the desert in Arizona. And joined the Navy when he was probably 17 years old or 18, served in World War II. But I think, you know, when you think of a song like that and how he grew up, you know, it kind of rings with you too.
When you grow up like that, you appreciate things more.
Oh, yeah.
And we see so much of it. I mean, even in sports where people grow up in ghetto-like settings, and then once they escape from there, they reach out to every piece of life they can get a hold of.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing. You know, this time of year, when people reach out to everybody like this, there is something about music that enhances all of your senses. And listening to you, singing anything Marty Robbins, but singing anything, period, you have that innate ability to provide that extra bit of, I don't know.
Watch it, don't talk, Avian he'll step in with some kind of derogatory
French
thing.
Had a name for it. I don't know.
The French had a name for it?
Yeah, it's called I Don't Know.
I didn't know that was French. I've been saying that for years. I'm bilingual.
Yeah. Je ne sais quoi is, I'm not saying that right. Something like that. You hear that.
Well, I know Quesera. You know, that kind of stuff. Or oui. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say it on radio. Oui.
You can't say it twice.
No.
Well, you know, think of what would Christmas be without music? You know, when you think of all the Christmas experience, and music is such a big part of Christmas.
Yes.
All the Christmas songs, everybody.
And for a musician,
loves to hear
it's,
them.
It's it's like every year,
excuse me,
Christmas songs come around and you get to play those tunes, and they're fresh because you haven't played them all year long. And the thing is, it's a shame when Christmas is over, you know, well, we don't get to play those tunes. Well, we can, but you don't want to play Christmas song in the middle of July.
You know? If you play songs too much.
That's true. Yeah. When Christmas is over, yeah, everybody's ready for the radio stations to start playing the other stuff.
Truman, we have an original Christmas song.
Oh.
We've written.
We have written?
Yeah, well, I think I penned it mostly, but
all of it.
But I have to say,
I didn't have anything to do with it.
I have to say, we, because the song I wrote it, but it's all about our bass player here.
David Lane, wow! That has to be interesting.
I've discovered his real identity.
Really?
He's undercover. Did you know he's?
No.
He's undercover. He's
kept the Durango kid doesn't live again. Right?
He's kept it a secret.
Yeah. Didn't get in trouble that
until
way.
Recently. Apparently, some people got on his trail, and he's fled his headquarters, and that kind of some little hints and clues got me figuring out who his real identity was. Now, all I ask you to do is take. You can see him right there across from you. Put a big white beard on him, and
I knew where we were going with
and
that.
A
one.
Red hat.
Mm-hmm. He's a little tall, though.
Oh no.
Well, proportion is the deal.
Little old left, elf, so lively and quick. I don't think that fits you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting shorter.
Well, every Santa Claus I've ever seen on a Christmas movie or a show is
they're
kind
not
of a regular-sized guy.
They're not skinny.
They're not. He makes up for it in the girth.
I have that.
He kind of looks like, what was the guy's name in Christmas Vacation? The Lampoon with Chevy Chase. What was the cousin's name?
No. One of the brothers.
Great RV you had in that movie.
Oh, what an RV. They used that later on in
Breaking
Bad.
Was that the one played by Randy Quaid?
Yes, Randy Quaid.
You know that RV in that movie was used later in Breaking Bad?
No.
Yeah, of course.
I don't watch Breaking Bad.
Well, it's not on anymore. So.
Oh, good.
I can still remember a line of Randy Quaid's in that. I don't know if it was it may have been the first one. Where they come to the house and RV and all the kids, and one of Randy Quaid's kids is out there, and Chevy Chase's character is going up to greet him. And what was his name in the movie? What was Chevy Chase's character's name?
Oh.
Anyway, Randy
That's
says.
That's not it.
Randy, he's going up to embrace this nephew of his. Randy he says, Claude.
Yeah, Griswold.
Clark.
Randy's character. Clark's going up to embrace his nephew, and Randy says, Claude, watch it. He's got a lip fungus we ain't identified yet.
Oh, man.
You remember that?
Yeah.
All right, what song we got?
Well, Height Notwithstanding.
This is the new one.
Height Notwithstanding. This is, I think that's part of his whole disguise. He somehow has magically made himself taller. I got a chord problem here.
Is it working? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
In key of D. Do it a little slower. Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in my band. He won't admit it, but I know he's the man. He goes by the name of Avent Lane, but his cover story is way too lame. Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in my band.
Ha-ha.
You see, Avent's not a name, it's a thing. In his haste, Santa made a mistake. He forgot the D between the A and B, or he put an A where he meant an E. He may fool somebody, ain't fooling me. Well, the band says I should give this thing a rest.
Absolutely.
But it's not like they say I'm really not obsessed. Anyone can see he's on the run, he's really on the lam. It's just why I don't fully understand. But Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in the band. He won't admit it, but I know he's the man. He goes by the name of Avent Lane, but his cover story is way too lame. Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in the band. He plays a killer bass, I agree. But that don't mean he's who he pretends to be.
It's clear Santa's lips are sealed. He's determined not to be revealed. And it's up to me to dig in unconcealed. After all, it's Christmas that's on the line. So I gotta get to the bottom of this in time. It's not just the kids who won't have toys or the loss of all our Yuletide joy. It's the elves who will join the unemployed. Well, Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in the band. He won't admit it, but I know he's the man. He goes by the name of Baby Lane, but his cover story's way too lame. Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in my band. You know what? Where he's hid them reindeer, I ain't just figured out. But when I find them, they'll say what this is all about.
They won't say nothing.
I'll bet they say it was Interpol that snatched up Santa from the pole and got him playing bass and playing low. Oh, my dear, I've had an epiphany.
Clean that up.
I've unraveled this entire mystery. Now I know why Santa's on the lam and from his famous North Pole ran. Santa's in the witness protection plan. Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in the band. He won't admit it, but I know he's the man. He goes by the name of David Lane, but his cover story's way too lame. Santa Claus plays bass fiddle in my band. Yes, Santa Claus plays that big cello in my band.
Well, he's an active little sprite, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
we do have Santa here today, really.
Yes, we really do. And we're going to have to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with John Blankenship and Avett Lane and Brian Barrett, who is taking pictures of everybody this morning. So I guess that's for posterity study. We'll be right back with you.
In the great unknown, and call me please, 'cause I can't find my phone. This is the stuff.
You can get non-medical care at home for you and your loved one. Just visit athomecaretn.com.
My name is Cheryl Bradley, and I've been with At Home Care for 4 years. I'm the Director of Care Coordination. And one of the things that we do here at Home Care is we take the time to get to know our clients and match them with one of our home care aides. And we have 120 plus home care aides, so we try to make sure the personalities and the type of services are matched properly.
Here's Melissa Warren with At Home Care.
The one thing that I think really sets At Home Care apart is that we understand we may not be the answer for everyone that phones us, but our goal is to help everyone that phones us, give them direction, give them information, maybe lead them to where they do need to call to get the help they need.
That's athomecaretn.com.
GPS Refurbishing, Middle Tennessee's metal refurbishing and coating experts since 1985. GPS Refurbishing can bring new life to your old, worn out, even damaged metal treasures using our proven metal refurbishing processes, including powder coating. This process bakes on vivid, durable colors and is much better than wet spray paints. Bring antiques, outdoor and pool furniture, wheels, tools, farm equipment, toys, metal shelving, trailers, aluminum boats, and more back to life. GPS Refurbishing, 895-0816. GPS Refurbishing, 810 Old Salem Highway, just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
If you are looking for a place to get well before returning home or to assisted living, look no further than Northside Healthcare Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
If you're not quite ready to go home, you can come and actually get all the attention that you need while you progress to where you can go home.
Residents can make the most of their time at Northside.
Love it all. I never have met a nicer people than right here.
Get well, live well at Northside Healthcare on East MTCS Drive beside Middle Tennessee Christian School.
WeatherEye.
Mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 60s and south winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 47. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 50.
That update brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. It's the last weekend to shop before Christmas, and Kohl's is staying open nonstop 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Tuesday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's, expect great things. Well, good morning to you. 9:33 right now is the time. About 50-something degrees outside already. In fact, let's see here. 52 outside right now. It is warming up. Our WGNS birthday cake winner this morning, Deshaun Young. And today, Deshaun is going to receive a free birthday cake, compliments of Junior's Foodland. Our WGNS Ryan Flower Shop Good Neighbor of the Day is Miss Pamela West. Pamela is always quick to offer help to anyone without expecting anything in return. Nor does she ever complain about it. Today she's going to receive flowers, compliments of Ryan Flowers and Gifts. Again, that good neighbor, Miss Pamela West. News time, 9:34. Truman Jones, more of Truman Jones that is, comes your way next, live from the Salvation Army.
Premier Six Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Premier Six on Broad and Jackson Heights.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back over at the Salvation Army, where so many good things are going on this morning. And we want to let you know this part of the show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding. And it's located at 900 Captain Joe Fulcham Drive, just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard. And that's right here in Murfreesboro. And you know, metal roofs are not only beautiful, but they are resistant to wind damage, roof rust, and some are less expensive than asphalt shingles. And what other kind of roof could you have where you could listen to Santa Claus land right on top of your roof and just toddle right over to your chimney? They offer factory direct pricing so you can buy your roofing and siding materials straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max roofing and siding. Give them a call at 494-1693, 494-1693. Or visit them on the website, www.metalmax.com. You know, I think I love every guest that comes on. And they all bring certain qualities and certain things that everybody wants to hear. But this time of year, there's nothing like putting music with the words. It just makes it I've said this 1,000 times, nothing is the same without music. Music just adds a certain amount of emotion that you can't get anywhere else. And I know those type things drive you, John. Oh, yeah. You and Ava both, because you love for people to experience things in the highest quality, and you've always been able to do that. And
thank you.
I've had so many people compliment you. In fact, I had some this morning when I was over at the Christian school, and I told them that you and Avent were going to be on today.
Uh-oh.
And they said they couldn't wait to turn the radio on because they love to hear you guys perform.
Oh,
they really do.
Well, that's just thrilling. That's
very
kind. What a blessing to hear that. Thank you.
And I can't wait till you get the big one.
I know. We're gonna work on it. You gotta find it. You gotta get it out there.
Well, you've got a couple already.
We've got a couple originals. We just need to try to figure out how to get them out there and somebody grab them, I guess.
Maybe you need to write a thing for the movies, a Western, and you can actually relate it to the songs that you've already written. I mean, they would be perfect.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can, and we appreciate you using our jingle we wrote for your show. That's really good to hear it every morning, and of course, I wrote one for the Readable Mail. Their jingle is one that we wrote. Maybe we could write some jingles, Ava, and get started.
There is a whole industry there. Yeah. And then segue into.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. And of course, everybody knows the Readable Mail is closed for the holidays.
Yeah, they're closed for the holidays. And we'll reopen in the new year. Tom Brady, who owns it, you know, is a retired businessman. And
yes.
So the mail is not, you know, something he does to make a living. It's just a more of affair of the heart that he you know, saw it, fell in love with it, bought it, and restored
it. Some people just love to create, don't they?
So when Tom wants to have family time or take off or recreation time, he does that, and we closed, you know, back in the summer it was closed a while Tom took off and spent time with his wife and family, and then he's doing the same thing now during the holidays. He's enjoying the holidays and not working, and when he gets past that, he'll thing will reopen next year, I'm sure. And
you tell
maybe, maybe new and different. You never know. It could be a new and different whole setup. It's I'm excited to see what might happen.
You tell him he's not the best businessman in the world. I went out there two Saturdays ago, and the place was closed for the holidays.
I don't know. When you don't need to be open, that means you're pretty, pretty good business.
He's not. Yeah, he's not hungry.
When you don't have to be open,
he ain't hungry.
Bills.
He wasn't hungry enough.
When you can pay your bills without the business being open, you've done something pretty, right, I'm telling you.
Oh, I've been hunting that. Oh man.
I like that.
Well, you know, you're one of these people, of course. You have your own career as an attorney.
Right.
And you love to entertain. If something ever happened where John Blankenship and Avett Lang were sitting out there and somebody says, we've got to have them performing all across the country and maybe in other countries, how would you decide?
It would be about a millisecond. I'd say, color me gone. I'm gone with you.
It's in your blood.
If I could pay my bills and do that, man, that'd be the ultimate.
I would do it in a minute. But you got the money, honey. I got the time.
Yeah.
Well, there has got to be somebody one of these days that either listens to you perform or watches you guys in some of the restaurants or whatever, and or at some of the theaters, or just listening to the radio, they've got to hear you, and they say, this guy has got it.
Well,
and you really do.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's so easy for you.
Well, it's an affair of the heart with me. Music has been a huge part of my life since I was early teenager and young teenager and before really, but talking about music at Christmas, I mean the Blankenship Christmas at my home I grew up in is where everybody would gather, and not just all family. We had kind of this informal Christmas Eve gathering at my house growing up where neighbors and friends would come by. And my brother and I, God bless him, and he passed away 2 years in February, and I miss him terribly. And in terms of a singer, he's twice the singer that I am, and had the most natural ear for harmony I've ever heard in my life.
Incredible singer.
But we were the entertainment. Every Christmas, that was a tradition. We played every Christmas in the living room with people gathered around and enjoying the fire and the music. And so it's just been a huge part of my own personal Christmas tradition. And then high school, you know, I was known for that and entertained. And then in law school, that's how I met my wife, Pat. I was entertaining, singing, and performing at a law school party when my wife, Pat, came in and sat down on the floor and amongst the other people that were listening. And we made this
connection. Now he's getting to the real truth of why guys, men, get into music in the beginning. It was like, well, I can get that girl to talk to me that doesn't even know me from Adam, but she's listening to my guitar and smiling at me.
Yeah.
But this is a powerful thing, you know. Yeah. So, you know, you get into it for different reasons, but the power of music.
Is that how you met Marlene?
Well, I had a motorcycle.
Yeah,
at that time.
I was going to say.
Marlon Brando, the wild one.
He lured her in with a motorcycle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, it's a blind date.
In the law, it's called fraudulent inducement.
Well, I did. It was kind of fraudulent. My friends told her I had one arm, and she was curious how a guy could ride a motorcycle with one arm. So she agreed to go on a blind date with me, thinking that I had one arm, and she just wanted to see how that worked. So that is fraudulent inducement, right?
That's true. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, there was four of you in your family.
Right.
And, of course, Buster was the oldest.
Right.
How was your Christmas? Did you have a traditional Christmas every year?
Yeah, it was incredible. Buster's the oldest. He passed away last year.
Yes, Linda, and I still miss him.
Linda and you went to school.
Yes, we're in the same class.
And she lives in Loudoun, Tennessee, or on the Tennessee National Golf Course. There's a big,
oh, wow.
really great place. And Scott, he lives in Memphis. He has three music stores, two in Memphis and one in Knoxville. So he's in music, too. I was in music first. I'm 10 years older than him, and he got into it. But growing up and everything, nobody really played, but everybody danced. Mm-hmm. My mother was a great dancer. She was a square dancer.
I remember your
jitterbugger.
Mom.
And taught Buster and Linda how to dance.
Buster was a big dancer, wasn't he?
Oh, man, that was his thing. I mean, people of this county, the old-time folks, they know Buster Lane.
You know, when I was at visitation, at his funeral, I heard so many people. And I think there were some pictures there. Some of the pictures were of him dancing, as I recall, up on the wall. And that's when I learned that. I didn't know it because I'd seen him at the mill several times, but I'd never –
He was
going to
have a
dancer.
Good time. He was going to have a good time.
So, apparently, he could shake a rug.
Oh, great! Him and Linda, they could have worn him out on.
Cut a rug.
You think you can dance or that thing? But anyway, traditional Christmas was pretty much we always had a cedar bush for a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Cut down.
We did too.
And I still want to do that. And Marlene won't let me bring one in the house. And I said, we need to have that
cedar. They get too dry too quick.
Yeah, but they smell so good.
Yeah, they do.
But that's the traditional Christmas around here to have a cedar tree.
Yeah,
in the house. They do get dry. The problem is,
I think they're actually. I think they're technically junipers.
Well, there you go. That's an attorney.
So tell her here's what you got to do.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Tell her we're going to have a juniper Christmas tree this year.
That might work.
She'll go, oh, that sounds good.
Well, the last time I did it, I had bagworms on the dadburn tree. Not many, but there were a few. And then as the tree warms up, those bagworms start squirming and squiggling around. And I heard this, what is that? One of the kids saw the bagworms on the tree just sitting there wiggling, and it's like, oh, man. But it was a traditional Christmas. I mean, Santa Claus, one year, I remember we had snow. We lived out in Sky Harbor, if you know where that is.
Oh, yes.
7 miles out on the old Nashville Highway. We lived right across from Sky Harbor. And snow on the ground. And I was like 7 years old, and I remember it. I heard the sleigh bells, and I heard Santa hitting the roof. I mean, he was on there clopping around and everything.
Uh-oh.
And he came down, and he didn't come through the we had a fireplace, but it was closed up. We had a warm morning coal fire stove.
Ooh.
So he couldn't come through that, and that always made me curious. How did he get in here? Well, he came through the front door.
Yeah.
He knocked on it, and he was dressed up, the whole thing. And oh, it was just – that was one of my – that's my favorite memory of Christmas.
Oh, wow.
When Santa actually came in the house. But I was up too early. I was almost in trouble. Everybody, go to bed. And all of a sudden, I heard these. And, man, that was the most realistic thing I'd ever – you know.
Isn't it great that you – I remember the warmness. We would have all the Christmas drinks, the eggnog, and sometimes somebody might spike it a little bit. Some of the guys would sneak it in because it wasn't allowed in the house.
Is that the warmness you remember in the
spiked eggnog? Yeah, that one. But, you know, the warmness of having all your family around you,
right.
Your grandparents, your mom and dad, all your brothers and sisters and the cousins and – and back then, Christmas was really, really special. All of us got together, and I can just still feel it. It just like a fire was lit inside me, and it was just so, mellow, and just I long for those days a lot of times.
Right.
But, of course, you know, we still have family with us now. But when you're younger – there's just something really.
Truman, would y'all have a big Christmas dinner with a turkey?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
My grandmother would always cook, and the aunts and uncles and mom and dad. Everybody took part in it.
Right.
And it was a little bit different than they do now. The men would sit at the table and enjoy their conversations, and the ladies.
Well, breakfast, it was a tradition. Uncle Tom, Daddy, and Uncle Robert. The three brothers, they would get together for breakfast over at Uncle Tom's every Christmas morning and do the Christmas morning breakfast over there, and then we'd have, you know, dinner. But all these traditions are starting to come back now that I remember. I remember the big thing that we did on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We'd go to Uncle Robert's out on Brown's Chapel Road. It's not Brown. Well, it's a dead-end road that goes up on that hill back in Blackman. Mm-hmm. We'd all go there, all the cousins, aunts, uncles, and whatever, and we'd have a fireworks thing going on that night. And up the road, Mr. Johnny Rylett and them, their families and all those folks were getting, they had fireworks going on. And it was about a quarter mile, well, a little less than, maybe an eighth of a mile, a quarter mile away. There'd be a war in that hollow that night. It was like a it kept ramping up. You know, you'd get these M-80s and these cherry bombs when you could get that stuff, you know, which you'd be thrown under a bridge now by Homeland Security.
Of course.
But it was wonderful, you know, and I can see right now my cousin Jewel, she was the youngest one. My other cousin Bobby, her older brother, he would always pick at her or whatever. But I can see Jewel right now with a Roman candle, and Bobby kept picking at her. And she got mad and started chasing him around this huge mulberry tree, around and around, with that Roman candle going, tonk, whoop, and it hit him every once in a while. But the kids don't do that at home. I should say that. But that
was a different time. We all share, obviously, a lot of Christmas memories growing up with our siblings and parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles. And I'll tell you one that I have that I'll use it as a segue to a song. How about that?
Okay.
There were four of us. My two sisters were several years older than me and my brother. They were together and close in age, and my brother and I. But while we were all still at home, one Christmas, and my dad, who became an attorney later in life, went to law school at night with four kids. Actually, after he mustered out of the service in World War II as a bomber pilot in South Pacific, flew a B-25.
Cool plane.
He opened a photography studio out in East Nashville, Englewood, Blankenship Studio. And we didn't make much money. I mean, I found out later how much money he'd make a year, literally $4,000 or $5,000 in the entire year back then. And so we were not well off by any means. Of course, when you're young, you don't know that. You know, you think everything's fine. But even though we weren't, we always had a great Christmas. They always managed to just thrill us, and Santa would fill our list, and we somehow turned out to be good. But one year, I'll never forget it, he loaded all four of us in the car, all four kids. He said, y'all come on, we're going to go somewhere. I didn't know where we were going. And he had put some boxes in the trunk. And we drove down through a very, very desolate, low-income part of East Nashville, way down in the slums, literally. And he gets us out, and we all carry boxes into this house. And he knocks on the door, and this lady opens up and brings us in. There's all her children there with no tree, no nothing. And my dad had bought Christmas for this family, for these children. And I knew he wanted us to see what Christmas is really all about. And that's why he took us and let us observe it without even saying a word. He taught us a huge lesson as you saw those children get these toys and get all these things that they probably had never had a Christmas before. And here we are today at Salvation Army with, you know, kids having Christmas because of that kind of generosity. So Roy Orbison, you know, it's easy to, sometimes at Christmas time, it's easy to forget the downtrodden, the less fortunate, and those who don't have Christmas. Sometimes, you know, for some people, Christmas is a sad time of year because of things that have happened.
Or a lot of people.
But Roy Orbison had a great song about that called Pretty Paper.
Oh,
I'll try it. Kitty. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by here. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, just
just hoping you won't pass him by. Should I stop? Better not. Much too busy in a hurry. My, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
I had forgotten all about that
song.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison. Man, what a...
Well, yeah, what a voice.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And even, you know, and he... One thing about Roy Orbison was incredible. He, of course, another one, he died much too young from a heart attack, but even... In his very last part of his career, he could do every song with the same range, like Pretty Woman, you name them, or Crying, that one that gets so high.
Oh, my God.
His voice was just, it never seemed to deteriorate or fade in any way.
That's an example. You don't have to be pretty
to
be a great performer.
Really.
Yeah, just think if you could sing, Avon, as pretty as you are, my goodness.
And a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
You know, Roy Orbison had a huge tragedy earlier in his life when he was off touring somewhere. I believe he used to live, I'm pretty sure he had a house up on Old Hickory Lake next door to Johnny Cash's, and it burned. And I think it was two of his children died in that fire, I believe. I think that's correct. And so he had some huge tragedies in his life. And so a song like that, and, you know, let's don't. We're here today, which is a good reminder of we all need to be about, you know, Santa's kindness and love and
kind Christmas, to each other. Kind
hold
each other.
Christmas in our heart, which is giving, like Truman said earlier, giving.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with John Blankenship and Avon Lane and Brian Barrett.
I'm Randy Boland, Murfreesboro Outdoors, on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane. The gun hunting season is open. We stock rifles and shotguns and all the ammo you need for deer hunting. People come to my store from all over Middle Tennessee. Me and my staff treat people the way we would like to be treated when shopping for fishing, hunting, or shooting supplies. I stock fishing lures that are made right here in Middle Tennessee that's just right for our area. Murfreesboro Outdoors. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Tennessee Lottery. It's game-changing fun.
Hey, folks, this is Pro Football Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw. You know, football's my game. But when it comes to having a whole lot of fun for a little dough, America's game is the one and only Powerball. Those jackpots rise faster than a bee-stung stallion. With Powerball Power Play, those non-jackpot winnings can get even bigger. So you ought to jump on it like a duck on a June bug. That means fast for all you city folks out there.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Tennessee Lottery. It's game-changing fun.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
Every age has its own thoughts, ideas, and values that influence a culture. The spirit of the age
It is a kind of growing consensus that morally lulls us to sleep, gradually causing us to accept society's latest values. The Apostle Paul called this corrupting atmosphere the course of this world. Describing the lives of the believers at Ephesus before they encountered Christ, he said that they were dead in trespasses and sin and walked according to the course of this world. This is the world's peer pressure, a sinful system of values and ideals that cultivate a lifestyle that is independent of God. This is Frank LePetri, pastor of the Holly Grove Baptist Church. Jesus intends for us to live in the world, so worldly influence is nearly impossible to escape. But he's given us his word, so we don't have to become conformed to the world's values.
Be sure to visit our website, hollygrovebaptist.com.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Southern Community Bank. Unlike all the rest.
I'm Beverly Barker.
And I'm Sandra Mason.
Do you feel like you've lost the local hometown feeling with your bank?
Did you start out with a hometown bank that now has a new name and a corporate office elsewhere?
Come by Southern Community Bank to get personal, unlike all the rest, service.
We are your personal hometown banker.
Southern Community Bank, 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the Doubletree Hotel. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back to our great entertainers, John Blankenship and Avon Lane. We're going to finish with one last song. I just want to say that we lost another good man, Mr. Paul Moorhead. Grew up with he and his family for many years, Greyhound bus driver, and one of the nicest people that ever walked the earth, and loved fishing. So I just want to say to the family, it's a great loss to our community. All right, we're going to end with another song.
Yeah, let's do one that the kids would get into out there. Right, G. Oh, you better not shout, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Truman, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, making a list, checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Avon Lane, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town.